Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11.
请大家翻到希伯来书第十一章。
We are continuing to walk through God's Hall of Fame of Faith.
我们继续在神的信心之名人堂观光。
And we are learning about faith. These next few months, we will be focusing our attention on learning about what faith looks like. How to have faith and how to live it out.
我们下几个月要注重如何得到与圣经一致的信心，而且如何活出来。这样的生活就是因着信心的生活。
So open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11.
请大家翻到希伯来书第十一章。
And we have learned in the first message, looking at the Hall of Faith, Hebrews chapter 11, we have learned what faith is.
我们第一次学习希伯来书第十一章，就是神的信心之名人堂的时候，我们学习信心是什么。
We looked at what are the benefits of having biblical faith.
我们也学过信心的结果，信心的益处。
And last week, we looked at the first man, the first portrait in the Hall of Faith.
上个星期我们也思考信心之名人堂里面的第一个肖像或者画像。
Do you remember the name of that first man?
你们记得这个信心的英雄的名字吗？第一个，头一个，他的名字吗？
What's his name?
叫什么名字呀？
Abel, 亚伯，亚伯。Now, who was Abel?
亚伯是谁呢？
He was the second person ever born on this planet, in human history, the second person ever born.
他是第二出生的人。
The first one was who?
第一个是谁呢？
Cain, 该隐。And which one was a farmer? 哪一个是一个农民呢？
Cain, 该隐。
And who was a shepherd?
哪一个是牧羊人呢？
亚伯，对。And what did Cain bring to God?
该隐把什么东西献给神呢？
Fruits and vegetables from his garden.
他菜园所产生的果子。
What did Abel bring to God?
亚伯把什么东西带给神呢？献给神。
A perfect lamb.
无瑕疵的羊羔。
And so, which one did God accept?
神悦纳哪一个呢？
A perfect lamb.
无瑕疵的羊羔。
And that was Abel, 就是亚伯的。Abel exemplified faith. In Hebrews chapter 11 says, By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain.
亚伯为一个信心的榜样。希伯来书十一章第四节说，亚伯因着信心献祭于神，比该隐所献的更美。
Now that was the first man we looked at. That was the first portrait in the Hall of Fame of Faith.
亚伯就是信心之名人堂里面的第一个肖像或者画像。
Now,Today, we're going to look at the second man in the Hall of Faith.
那今天我们看信心名人堂里面的第二肖像。
And this second man was very interesting and very unique.
这个人是一个很独特的人。
And he was unique because...
他是一个很独特的人因为
In all the Bible, there is a phrase mentioned only a few times.
在整个圣经里面有一句话它只有几次看到的。
And we Christians like to use this phrase. It's a good phrase.
我们基督徒喜欢用 这句话，而且是一个很好的说法。
We use this phrase to illustrate fellowship with God.
To say, spending time with God. 我们用这句话表达我们与神相交，我们与神交通。
And the phrase is walk with God.
这句话就是与神同行。
Now, if you read Christian literature, if you listen to good preaching, you're going to hear this phrase over and over again.
如果你听到或者读那些与圣经一致的书籍或者讲道，你就会再三次的听到这句话，与神同行 ,walk with God, walk with God, walk with God, 与神同行啊，与神同行啊，与神同行啊。
But the Bible only mentions this phrase...How many times?
但是圣经只有几次说这句话，知道吗？有几次呢？
Two men in the Bible. The Bible says that they walked with God. 圣经只说两个人与神同行。Now that doesn't mean that only those two walk with God. 意思不是只有这两个人与神同行。What that means is the Holy Spirit chose to use that way of expressing how they fellowship with God. Just those two men. 意思就是圣灵选择用这个说法解释这两个人如何与神相交交通。They walked with God. 这两个人与神同行。And guess who the first one was that walked with God? 知道吗？第一位与神同行的人是谁呢？Enoch, 以诺。So today, we are going to learn about Enoch. Now, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5 says, By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
希伯来书第十一章第五节说以诺因着信心被接去不至于见死人也找不着他因为神已经把他接去了这是他被接去以先已经得了神喜悦他的名证
Today I want you to learn about Enoch learn about his faith 今天我希望大家能够学习以诺的信心 And I want to say some things about EnochBefore we even begin studying the passage,
我们深深地思考学习这段经文以前，我想先解释一些事情。Number one,
Enoch was not a myth or a legend.
以诺又不是神话，又不是迷信的人物。He
was an actual man from human history.
他真的是一个历史人物。
Four scriptural records.Speak of him as a real man.
有四段经文提到了他。我们看这些经文的时候，我们发现他真的是一个人。
Those four passages are Genesis chapter 5,
创世纪第五章,
Luke chapter 3,
路加福音第三章,
Hebrews chapter 11,
希伯来书第十一章,
and Jude verses 14 and 15.
有大书第十四到十五节,
Jude has only one chapter, so we say Jude verse.Whatever.
有大书只有一章所以我们说有大书几节
This is important to understand for at least two reasons. At least two reasons.
我们应该明白这个事情因为有两个很重要的原因
Number one, we are going to learn about this man as a real man, not as a story, but as a real man.
我们学习这个人的时候这个人物的时候我们要看他为一个真实的人而不是一个神话或者迷信。
He was a real man. We don't build our faith on the sinking sand of myth or legend.
我们的信心不是有神话或者迷信为根基。
Also, we build on the solid, unshakable rock of God's Word.
我们在神的话语这个很坚实的铁打的磐石上 盖我们的生活。
Second, we need to know that Enoch was a real man, a normal man.
第二，我们应该明白以诺就是一个人。
He was made of flesh and blood like you and me.
他跟我们一样是一个有血肉的人。
That means this, that the way Enoch lived, you and I can live.
意思就是他如何生活你我也可以跟他一样生活。
Enoch was a real man, and he really did what the Bible says he did.
以诺真的是一个人而且他真的行圣经说他所行的事。
Enoch had a testimony.Enoch had a testimony that every Christian should desire to have himself or herself.
以诺的见证是我们每一个基督徒应该渴望可以得到的。
And that testimony was that he pleased God.
这个见证就是他得了神的喜悦。他得了神的喜悦。
Just like Enoch, you and I can have real faith in the true God.And experience having the testimony that Enoch had.
你和我可以跟以诺一样有那样的经验经历就是我们可以有真的信心是像真神的信心而且可以得以诺这样的见证。
Now let's pray and ask God's blessing on his word this morning.
咱们来祷告求神祝福他的话语。Father, I thank you for giving us your word. 天上的父真的感谢你将你的话语赐给我们。
Thank you for the example of this good man. 感谢你将这个善人、这个义人的榜样赐给我们。He's not a perfect man, but he was a man of faith. 他不是一个完美的人，而是一个因着信心而生活的人。And Father, none of the people in this chapter were perfect. 在这一章经文里面的人都没有一个完美的人。But they all trusted you. 但是他们都相信你。And they lived by faith. 他们因着信心而生活。And because they did, they pleased you. 因为他们相信你，他们就得了你的喜悦。So Father, help us to learn from these people, I pray. 我求你让我们可以从这些人学习如何因着信心生活。And today I pray, help us learn from Enoch how to live by faith. 我求你今天能够让我们可以跟以诺学习如何因着信心生活。And let us have the testimony that Enoch had. 我求你让我们可以跟以诺一样有这样的见证。And that is that he pleased God.就是他得了神的喜悦。Oh, Father, let us please you and have that testimony. 我求你让我们能够得你的喜悦，讨你的喜悦，有这样的见证。For the glory of God in Christ Jesus, we pray. 我们这样祷告是因为我们希望能够得着荣耀。我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen. Now, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5 has this little phrase,At the beginning, 希伯来书第十一章第五节，头一个部分有一个短短的一句话。It says, "By faith, Enoch." By faith, Enoch. 上帝说，以诺因着信心，以诺因着信心。The first truth I want you to learn today about Enoch is that he believed God. 今天我们学习以诺的第一件事情就是他相信神，他相信神。This is the first step in pleasing God.我们得神的喜悦第一步就是相信神。This is the first step in getting the testimony that Enoch had. 我们要得到以诺那样的见证的话，这个就是第一步。Believe God. 相信神。The Bible says, by faith, Enoch. And that means that he believed God. 圣经说，以诺因着信心等等，意思就是他相信神。It's also the first step in knowing and loving and serving God. 这个也是我们爱神，我们服侍神，我们认识神的第一步，相信神。There's a saying in Chinese, at 3 months, turn over. At 6 months, sit up. At 8 months, crawl. 中文是否有这句话？三翻六坐八爬。And that means what? That means that there's a progression, there's an order, 这个是次序。Now, before someone can walk, before someone can do anything, they have to be born. They have to be born. 一个人可以行任何事情以前，他必须先出生。And before anyone can walk with God, they have to be born again. 一个人要与神同行的话，他必须先重生。重生 in the New Testament, in John chapter 3, born again is another way of saying saved.在新约里面就是约翰福音第三章里面重生就是得救的意思。You must be born again, you must be saved before you can walk with God. 你要与神同行的话，你必须先重生。Put another way, you can only walk with God if you have been born again. 换句话说，你重生才可以与神同行。And so, if you want to have the testimony of pleasing God and walking with God,因此如果你要与神同行有这样的见证如果你要得神的喜悦你必须先做什么 You must be sure that you're born again. Make sure you're born again. 确定你真的重生。George Whitefield was a great evangelist 300 years ago. An English evangelist. 乔治·华尔特菲是一个英国来的传道人伟大的传道人。Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people. 怎么说千万人得救了啊。Someone asked him one time, George, why do you preach about you must be born again? Because he talked about that a lot. 有一次一个人对乔治·华尔特菲说，乔治，你为什么一直讲这个你必须重生这个话题呢？因为他一直讲这个话题。And he said this. This is very deep. 他回答了这样一个深深的答案。Here's what he said. 他说什么 ？Okay, ready? 准备好了吗 ？He said, because...You must be born again. 他说，因为
你必须重生。
Now, he wasn't trying to be silly. He was telling the truth. 他不是讲幽默的话，而是讲真理、真话。You must be born again. 你们必须重生。And Mr. Whitfield understood this truth, that in the church, there are many unconverted people, unsaved people. 华尔特菲明白这个事情，就是在教会里面有很多没有得救的人。They do the motions of Christianity. 他们行基督教的仪式行为 but in their heart, they've never been converted to Christ. 在心里他们没有真的相信主耶稣基督，信靠主耶稣基督。And his concern was that these people, they look like Christians, they act like Christians, but they don't know Christ. 感动他的心里的这个负担是什么？就是有很多看起来为基督徒的人，但是在心里他没有信靠主耶稣基督，他不认识基督。
I had a friend years ago, probably 14 years ago, 15 years ago, 14年前，有一个朋友。
And he was a missionary, 是一个宣教士。But it turned out that he knew the facts of the Bible. He knew the facts of the gospel. 他知道圣经的事实，他知道福音的事实。But it turned out he didn't know Christ.
后来我发现他不认识基督。
And here's how we know. He was raised not in a Christian church. 他长大的时候不是在一个基督教教会。He was raised Roman Catholic. 他的父母是天主教徒，所以他在天主教里面长大。
Which means he worshipped idols.
意思是他崇拜偶像。Which means he prayed to Mary. 是向玛利亚祈祷。
It means that he relied on his good works.To forgive his sin and get him to heaven.
他依赖他自己的行为，洗净他自己的罪恶，让他可以进入天堂。Not Christ. 不是基督。
For a time, he preached the gospel. For a time, he preached, trust Jesus to be saved.
有一段时间，他讲什么？他讲的是，你要相信主耶稣基督才可以得救。
And when I knew him, that's what he preached.
我认识他的时候，他这样讲道。他这样传福音。
But after the last time I saw him,
但是最后一次见到他以后
I learned that he had reverted to Roman Catholicism.
我听说过他回转天主教
And he now practices Roman Catholicism.
他现在行天主教徒的教义
On his Facebook, he still says Jesus is Lord.
在他 Facebook 上他还有这个耶稣是主
But what he preaches is go back to the old faith of the Roman Catholic Church.
但是他讲的就是你要回古时的信仰天主教。
And I was talking with an older missionary about this, because all three of us had been friends.
我跟一个比我们年龄大的宣教士，因为我们三个人都为朋友。
And this older, wiser missionary said this to me.
这个年龄大的更有智慧的宣教士这样对我说话。
He said, I believe that this man, he had Christianity.
说我认为这个人他有基督教
but he didn't have Christ.
但是他没有基督，他不认识基督。
An evangelist that I knew years ago said this,
20 years ago, 二十年以前我认识一个传道人，他说 in churches today, in Baptist churches, 他说在教会里面，在浸信会里面，
he estimated, 他估计 80% of people are not truly born again.
他认为80%的人没有得救。
And that's why when I preach, I try to preach to feed the flock of God.
就是我讲到的时候，我要牧养神的羊群。
At the same time, I always try to give the gospel message.
同时每一次讲到讲解福音的信息。
Because I don't know who's saved.
God knows that.
I don't know that.
因为只有神知道谁真的得救了。这个不是我自己能看透的事情。
Only God can see inside your heart.
只有神能够看透你内心深处。
George Whitfield was right.
华尔特菲讲的没错。
I preach that message because you must be born again.
我这样传道，因为你们必须重生。
Now, Enoch believed God. 以诺相信神。And I want to ask, what caused Enoch to believe God?
If we go back to Genesis chapter 5, we don't really see when he began believing God. 如果我们翻到创世纪第五章的话，我们看不到他什么时候开始相信神。
We don't see what caused him to
believe God there in Genesis 5. 我们在创世纪第五章里面，我们找不到有什么事情让他相信神。But if we go to one of the other passages that mentions him, 如果我们翻到另一个提到以诺的经文的话, we can find two clues as to why, maybe why he began, what caused him to believe God. 如果我们翻到那段经文的话,我们就可以发现两条线索,就是他为什么相信神。Let's look at Jude verse 14. Jude 14, if you look in your Bibles, Jude is the book right before Revelation. 我们翻到犹大书吧。犹大书就是启示录前面那本书,那书卷。Jude verse 14. 犹大书第十四节。Jude is a small book. 犹大是一个短短的一卷书。But it's a powerful book. 但是是一个很有大能的书。Look at verse 14. What are the first two words in English in verse 14?
And Enoch.
So it's talking about Enoch, okay? 第一个词,第一个名字是谁呢?第十四节,以诺。Look what it says in verse 14. Jude verse 14. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of thee. Stop right there. Enoch?Also, the seventh from Adam prophesied of these. 以诺亚当的第七代曾预言这些人等等我们停在这里啊。以诺亚当的第七代曾预言这些人说What are the clues here that give us an idea about maybe this is why Enoch believed God? 我们在这里可以发现哪两个线索呢就是以诺为什么相信神呢? Well, let's look at it again. It says, first of all, who he was. 第一,他告诉我们他的身份。He was the seventh from Adam. 圣经说以诺是亚当的第七代。My two oldest boys, we've been studying Genesis, the first few chapters for the last 2 weeks. 这两个星期我和我家老大、老二学习创世纪的头几章。And we made a chart to show the different generations.Of Adam and his descendants, 我们都自己写一张表，就是说亚当和他的后代每一代。And Enoch is number 7, according to Genesis chapter 5. 以诺，我们看创世纪第五章的话，我们就发现以诺就是第七代，第七个人。Not only does this tell us that Enoch was a real man.在这里有大书十四节不仅仅告诉我们以诺这个人他的故事是字面语的他真的是一个人 It also tells us something, reminds us of a very interesting truth 他也让我们想起来一个非常有意思的事情 Son number 2 has a chart 老二有他的一张表 If you were to look at these charts you'll find out something very interesting 如果 你思考如果你查这些表的话就发现一个非常有意思的事情 And that is this That when Enoch was alive 这个有意思的事情就是以诺生活的时候 Adam was still alive 以诺出生的时候亚当还没有死 So it's very possible that Adam was able to talk to Enoch 所以呢亚当跟以诺说话是一个有可能性的事情。If not Adam, then maybe Seth. 如果不是亚当，就可能有赛特。The point is this, the first clue we get from this verse is that very likely Adam told Enoch the words of God. 第一条线索就是亚当很可能告诉以诺神的话语。The second clue is found in this verse also. 这节经文也有第二条线索 and that is, the Bible says that Enoch prophesied. 第十四节犹大书第十四节说以诺亚当的第七代曾预言这些人。以诺预言。In the Bible, what does prophesy mean? 在圣经里面 prophesy 是什么预言是什么意思呢? There's two meanings of the word.有两个意思定义 Number one, it means to tell the truth. Forth tell.
forth to tell the truth. 第一个意思就是讲真理，讲真话，说出来真理。That's what I'm doing right now.
That's what every preacher should do. Every time he preaches is forth tell, is prophesy in the sense of tell the truth.
每一位传道人每一次站起来讲道的时候，他应该说出来神的道，神的话语，应该讲真理。
The second meaning of the word prophesy is
预言的第二个意思是什么？
It is to foretell,
to tell the future, 就是讲将来的事情。
Things that we have no way of knowing,
say what those things are, 就是人没有办法晓得的将来的事情就说出来。
In fact, God said in the Old Testament, that's one way to prove whether a prophet really is a prophet of God or not, is whether what he says comes to pass or not.
在旧约里面，神说怎么肯定，怎么确定一个人真的是神所差派的先知呢？就是他能不能讲真理的事情，而且那些事情实现。
This man prophesied, when we look at his prophecy, it had both elements.
Both kinds of prophesying.
我们看这个人以诺他的预言的时候发现他的预言有这两个因素这两种预言。He had foretelling, telling the truth in a forceful manner.
第一他用力说出来真理。And number two, he told future events. 他也讲将来的事情。
Where did he get that from?
他从哪儿有这个预言呢? How did he get the knowledge to tell the truth? 他怎么得到这个这个真理呢?
And how did he get the knowledge of the future?
他哪有将来的知识呢?
The Holy Spirit, it seems like this, and throughout the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament,
好像在整个圣经都有这个真理。就是
when the Holy Spirit records that someone prophesied,
就是圣灵记载一个人预言说预言的时候
it means, unless he says otherwise, unless he says that he was a false prophet,
如果他没有说这个人是一个假先知的话，那么他就是 a real prophet, a true prophet. 他真的是一个先知。And what does that mean? 那么这个是什么意思呢?
God sent him.
意思是神差遣他，神差派他去讲预言。
And if God sent him, that requires that God already did something in that man's mind and heart.
如果神差派一个人的话，如果人神差遣一个人去讲预言的话，那么神肯定先
在他心里做什么
？Spoke his word to that man. 意思是神对这个人的心讲神的话语。
If Enoch didn't get God's word from Adam,
如果以诺没有从亚当学习神的话语 then he got it from God himself. 那么他就直接的听到神的声音
Otherwise he couldn't be a prophet.
要不然他就不能讲预言。
The question was, what caused Enoch to believe God?
问题就是有什么因素有什么事情让他相信神呢？And the answer is, somehow, some way, Enoch heard the word of God.
答案就是可能是有人可能是神直接的对他讲神的话语他听到了神的话语。
And that's what made him believe God. 他就这样相信神了。
Now, how do we know that? Why, what's the connection between hearing God's word and believing God?
我们听到神的话语跟相信神有什么关系啊?
I mean, isn't it enough just to have a good feeling? I heard a beautiful song at church and, oh, I believed God.
Isn't that enough? 这个不是够吗?就是我在教会听到好好听的音乐我就相信了。
I heard someone give that kind of testimony one time in church.
有一次我听到一个人说这样的见证。
She said, I was at church and I heard the beautiful music and, oh, I became a Christian.
他说有一次我参加教会我听到他们的好好听的音乐我就成为一名基督徒了。
No, I understand. We understand. Music can move your heart.
我们都明白神能够使用音乐感动人的心。
But you better not base your faith on a feeling you had.
但是我们不敢由我们的感觉情感为我们信心的根基。
Our faith is based on the Word of God. 我们的信心有神的话语为根基。Now, here's how we know that. Look at Romans chapter 10. 我们怎么知道这个呢？我们来翻到罗马书第十章吧。罗马书第十章。And look at verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Is everybody okay? 大家都好吗？ Thank you, Jake. 谢谢。谢谢。Jake, you know your name in Chinese is 雅各。雅各。雅各。谢谢。Okay, Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, the Word of God says, So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. 罗马书第十章第十七节，可见信心是借着听来的，而听是借着神的话来的。You want to have faith? 你要得到信心吗？ You need to hear the Word of God. 那么你就必须听神的话语，听神的话语。It is a good idea to read your Bible every day. 好主意就是天天读神的话语。And here's another good idea. When you read your Bible, read some of it out loud. 你读经的时候应该说出来。Read so that you can hear yourself. 就是让你自己听到你自己读神的话语。It's good to hear preaching of God's Word. 我们听人讲神的话语真的是一个好事情。It does something to our hearts when we hear someone else preach God's Word. It's a good thing. It has a good effect on us.我们听别人对我们讲神的话语真的对我们的心有很大的益处。How many times have I sat in a service listening to a man of God preach the word of God and God moved my heart? 好几次啊，我在教会在聚会听到属神的人讲解神的话语，神使用他的话语来感动我的心啊。And not just stir me, not just move me, but change my thinking.不仅仅感动我的心，也改变我的想法、我的看法、我的观点。And you know that when God changes your thinking, it changes your life. 知道吗？神改变你的思想，它就可以改变你的生活、你的生活方式。And I don't know about you, but I know about me. I don't like when I walk the natural way of just the way I want to go. I need God to change me. 不知道大家，我知道自己啊，我认识自己。如果我像以赛亚书五十三章说的偏行己路，这个不好。但是如果神来改变我，改变我的方向，让我行走他的方向，这个好了。这个是最美的方式，生活方式。我需要神来改变我。Do you understand that? Do you feel that too? 你感觉到这样？我需要 I need God to change me. I need God's word to change my direction. 我需要神来改变我。我需要神来带领我的方向。And God uses His word to do that. 神使用他的话语来带领我们。Let's go to Genesis 5. But let me say this about Enoch. One more thing about Enoch. And let me just get you interested for what we'll talk about next week, Lord willing. 咱们来翻到创世纪第五章。创世纪第五章。我希望我可以让大家对我们下个星期讲的真理 有兴趣。You can be thinking about this week. 你们下个星期可以思考这个事情。At the beginning of this message today, I said that in the Bible, God only records that two men walked with God. 开始讲到的时候我说在圣经里面神只有记载两个人与神同行。And Enoch was the first. 以诺就是第一位与神同行的人。Genesis chapter 5, verse 22. The Bible says, And Enoch walked with God. 创世纪第五章二十二节圣经说，以诺生马图撒拉之后，与神同行三百年。与神同行。Look at verse 24. And Enoch walked with God. 二十四节，以诺与神同行。Three words in English, four characters in Chinese, walked with God. 中文有四个字与神同行。Years ago, a family, missionaries in the Philippines, they stopped in Hawaii for a layover of about a week and a half. 二十几年以前，有个家庭在菲律宾当宣教士的家人，他们在夏威夷转机，在夏威夷待了好像是一个半星期。I had never met them before. The kids, I'd never met the kids before. 那时候我从来没有认识他们的孩子。I had met the parents, 我认识他们的父母，但是孩子们没有认识。This family has three boys and three girls. 这个家庭有三个男孩，三个女孩。I got to know the boys. 我认识那三个男孩。And the oldest boy, he is 2 years younger than me. 他们家的大儿子比我小两岁。And I got to know him, and our hearts were knit together, is the biblical way of saying it. like Jonathan and David. 那时候我和这个人，我们像约拿丹和大卫，我们的心变在一起。And because we both had a common love for Christ and God's word. 因为我们有一个共同点，就是我们都爱基督，我们都爱神的话语。And we love to preach the gospel to lost people. 我们爱传福音，给世上的人传福音。And we were young, 很年轻啊，那时候。At that time, I think I was 18 or 19. 那时候我18、19岁。He was 16 or 17, 他16或者17岁。And we became good friends.我们找朋友啊 good close friend, 亲密的关系。And this young man, that first time that he was in Hawaii, 这个年轻人 his name is Jared. Chinese, I forgot how to say Jared. I'll just say Jared, okay? 我忘了中文怎么说 Jared, 就是 Jared 吧。Jared said to me, Preachers, tell us, you need to have a walk with God. 他说传道人说你要与神同行。And then he said, but they don't tell us how.然后他说但是他们不告诉我们不教导我们如何与神同行。And I thought, when he said that, I thought in my heart, I thought, okay, okay. 那时候我想、好 I'm going to find out how to walk with God. 我要研究这个问题啊。我要发现我怎么与神同行呢。And from that time in 1998 until today, this has been one of the themes of my life.Of my heart, one of my pursuits in life. How do I walk with God? 从1998年一直到现在为止，在我心里我一直追求，就渴望我能够与神同行。The Bible says here that Enoch walked with God. 在这里神的话语告诉我们，以诺与神同行。And because he walked with God, there were some blessings that came to him and through him.To other people. 因为以诺与神同行，他就得了很大的益处，很大的祝福，而且神使用他祝福很多人。Now, Lord willing, next week, we're going to talk about what it means to walk with God. 主若愿意的话，我们下个星期要思考这个问题，就是与神同行是什么意思。And then we want to talk about this. How do we walk with God? 然后我们就要思考这个问题，我们怎么与神同行呢？God's word is rich on this topic. 神的话语在这个方面上很丰富，有很丰富的内容。And I want to share that with you next week, Lord willing. 主若愿的话，下个星期我们要学习这个事情。For today, know this. Enoch pleased God. He had this testimony that he pleased God. 我们说到这儿啊，以诺得了神的喜悦，这个就是他的见证，他的名证。You and I can have that too. 你和我可以有这样的见证。We can please God.我们可以得神的喜悦 if, number one, we believe God like Enoch did. 第一，我们必须相信神，我们像以诺一样相信神。And that comes from believing what his word says. 这个来自于相信他的话语，神的话语。And so, if you have never been saved, what you need to do is believe what he says about the Lord Jesus Christ. He is your Savior, and you must trust him.第一，如果你没有重生，如果你没有得救，你必须信靠主耶稣基督，相信他为你做最伟大的工作。He died for you. He rose from the dead. He died for your sins and rose from the dead. 他为你的罪死，他第三天复活了。And if you are saved, you've got to keep believing what he said. If you're going to please God. 如果你已经得救了，那么你就必须坚持相信神的话语。你才可以得神的喜悦。There's so much more to say about Enoch. So pray for the service, okay? Pray for the service. Pray that God will use his word and use his messenger. 神的话语祷告，求神使用他的话语，提前为下个星期讲道祷告吧。I'm not ashamed to say I need you to pray for me as I preach to you, okay? 我不以这个为耻，就是我需要你们为我祷告。Okay, and pray for each other this week, all right? 彼此祷告吧，彼此祷告。All of you are on a prayer list by name. I have all of your names on a list. I pray for you. 你们每个人，我都有你们的名字，我为你们祷告。Pray for each other, okay? 彼此祷告吧。Now let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. 天上的父，真的感谢你，你的话语赐给我们你的话语。And we thank you for the good example, the good testimony of Enoch. 我们感谢你有以诺的榜样。And we thank you for his testimony, 为他的见证感谢你。Help us, I pray. Be like Enoch and please you.我请你让我们能够跟以诺一样，就是来
得你的喜悦。
Lord, if anyone in this room is not saved, please help that one or whoever they may be to trust Christ and be saved.
如果在我们中间有任何没有得救的、没有重生的人，我求你让这个人或者这些人早日来信靠主耶稣基督。
And Father, for your saints, I pray, please help each one of us truly to trust your word and live by it.
我求你帮助我们能够相信你的话语，顺服你。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.